bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. You ever been doing something and then you realize that you had something with you, but then you don't know, and then you can't find it, and then you can't, yeah. So I had my laptop with me because I've been kind of on this thing all day because there were several news stories this morning that I've been tracking and following and looking at, and it just disturbed me, you know? I mean, it bothered me greatly, put it like that. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, 833-212-1017 is the number. I am a little perturbed, and I do that twice because I don't remember if I did it the first time, but then I do it again. And then I can always tell if I did it twice because then I get the look like, wait, what? What are you doing? What are you doing? Better to be safe than sorry. But then again, it's Thursday. Anybody remember what my Thursday is? If Friday is Pop Off Friday, what's Thursday? So I've gone through this tirade. I think I need to rebrand Thursday again to Tirade Thursday. Or my Thursday tirade. Either way, I'm a little disturbed at some things that are going on. And I'm disturbed at the way that people see the world and the way they look at the world and how we are continuing to allow our politics to drive how we function in the world. And now it's just starting to become borderline stupid. Thirsty Thursday, that's all you could come up with? That's kind of weak. Come on, you got to do better than that. Thirsty Thursday. Come on. If I have a tirade on, if I see, it'd be great to be Tirade Thursday or Thursday Tirade, something like that. So if Friday is Pop Off Friday, what would Thursday be? You know, I mean, I have a title for it. My question is, do you remember what my title is for Thursday? 833-212-1017. I'm just saying. But for the life of me, I'm disturbed at things, and I'm not going to lie about it, things black people do when they don't understand what's going on. And it bothers me because they don't grasp the ramifications of decisions they make based on how they feel, or based on whether or not they support something or don't support something or like something or don't like something. And that disturbs me. That disturbs me because instead of thinking of an alternative where you can actually, I don't know, generate significant revenue, we just, you know, let it go because we're too busy not liking a person. We're too busy not. That was a hurry up and talk. Well, I talk when I talk. I pause when I pause. You do your show, I do mine. Why are you talking crazy? I can't even hear you. I don't want to hear you. You're almost as bad as that hat. Boy, you know what? I might have him come in and show this hat that he's wearing because he said he was going to wear an ugly hat today. He said, if you don't like this hat, I have a hat that you probably really wouldn't like. And you know what? He was 110% right. I was like, whoa. But fortunately, he's the one that has to wear the hat. He's the one that has to go, hey, you know what? I like this hat. But at some point, we can only figure out we like Donald Trump or we don't like Donald Trump, and we need to get over whichever one it is. We really do. Because at some point, we are starting to get some type of syndrome or some type of illness or something about this whole Donald Trump thing. And so people are upset about tariffs. And I get it. But what are we missing? What are we missing? Number one, he the president, and there's not a lot you can do about it. So why get upset about it? Figure out how you're going to work around it. Figure out how you're going to figure out how to get it done. But instead of fighting tariffs because you don't like the person doing tariffs, that's a whole other issue. Does the black community need to figure out how to make money because of the tariff? How do you make money because of the tariff? Now that they're coming here, now that we're going to have consolidations, banks are probably going to be consolidating. We got about 4,500 banks. And regionally, we don't need that many. So we need to get it down to about maybe 1,500, maybe 2,000. So if that's the case, what are we going to do in order to make money? Because that's not something that we're ever looking at. We don't like Donald Trump, so we complain about everything Donald Trump does. Instead of figuring out, if Donald Trump's going to go left, how can I go right and make money and figure out how to have a workaround? Had some friends that showed me how to make money by figuring out how other people are doing things and how it can benefit you too. So how can the black community make money off the tariffs? How can the black community make money off things that are coming back to America? Instead of complaining that you don't like the person, figure out what you can do to make money off of what they're doing. And I understand principle and, you know, it's principle. I won't take money. I'm not good. Well, you know, that's fine. Don't eat. Don't have a house or apartment to live in. Don't have a job. But the bottom line, those things are changing. And so because people don't like tariffs, because Donald Trump mentions tariffs, but tariffs were here before he was president. Tariffs were here when every single other president, I think back to the maybe the 70s? And I'm not sure. If you're sure, 833-212-1017. Hit me on the talking text line. tariffs were here. So what does that mean? That means that you don't like something because you don't like the person. When in fact, when the person's gone, we're still going to have tariffs. And so those companies that are building things in other countries have to consolidate and bring their manufacturing, their products here. Now, you can start complaining, oh, they're going to hire all the white people and black people, they're going to get jobs. Then bring your own manufacturing and products here. Start to create your own manufacturing companies. Start now. Build your own business so that you can give jobs in the community and build up everybody. That's all I'm saying. But if you really think about it, you ready? Does America need anything that Canada or Mexico makes? I mean, really? They really don't. The prices of things did not get cheaper because we sent information to China, because we sent manufacturing to China. If something cost a dollar and it cost 25 cents to make it in America and you sent it to China and you got it made for 10 cents, they still charge you a dollar. So the company actually makes more money paying somebody else who's not here cheaper. So it makes sense that if you're going to bring it here, why don't we do the manufacturing? Why don't we create the jobs? Like, I don't understand why we don't do that. I just don't get it. We are right here. We can build a business. We can create a product. We can create a service. Sell it to people right here. Make it right here. Make it in the community. Let's start complaining about these companies that want to come to Milwaukee. Make sure that they make that particular business here in the city of Milwaukee, preferably on the north side. So y'all could take the children's center where y'all want to lock kids up and put that on the south side. If Northwestern Mutual, I said it before, if they're going to come here and bring employees back here and want to build a new building here, build it on the north side of Milwaukee where people can walk to work. Start creating businesses. It'll give you the tax base to fix the idiotic streets that we have here in Milwaukee that got holes and getting patched. I started seeing them patching up holes today instead of just fixing the street. I'd rather you shut the street down for 6 weeks and give me a new road than to patch it up and I keep blowing out tires 2-3 times a year. But the real problem is the people in the community. But not for the reason you think. It's a problem. The problem is you only take what they give you. And they give you nothing. So you get nothing. 833-212-1017 is the number. When we come back, I've got Denise Thomas coming in with an interview with Jasmine Johnson from Versity and some things that are going on this weekend. But, you know, I thought I would talk about it, but rather than do that, I'll let them tell you firsthand. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Good day, everyone. I am so excited. This is your girl, DT, from The Truth Unfiltered with Dr. Ken Harris. And we have what is somewhat a regular on our station and who we appreciate and respect as a valued partner with Good Karma Brands and 101.7 The Truth. We have the And when I say the, because if you do not know this incredible human who has served in a variety of community leadership, impactful capacities, none other than Jasmine Johnson, who today is making the time out of her extremely, extremely demanding schedule to share with us about some great things that are happening regarding diversity in blood supply, diversity in blood donations, how we improve our patient outcomes. Jasmine Johnson from Versity Blood Center of Wisconsin, who is the area vice president of blood service operations. Hello, Jasmine.
What's good, DT? Listen, I just love you. And there's absolutely no other place I'd rather be than getting a great conversation like we always do. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, my goodness. You know the love is all the way reciprocated. And again, thank you for everything that you do. So speaking of which, because I am sure considering that your only son, your only child, who just recently led his state to a state championship, which makes him a back-to-back state championship leader. I know you're busy, so we're going to not take up all your day. But I definitely, in addition to being a great, extraordinary mother, in this role at Versity, as well as a member of the Milwaukee chapter of the Lynx Incorporated, what are we doing now? Because y'all do so many great things in the community. So there's an event, if I'm not mistaken, that in partnership with the Versity Blood Center of Wisconsin, the Lynx are going to be partnering with regarding specifically blood supply.
Yes, so excited for Versity Blood Center of Wisconsin to be one of the premier partners with the Lynx Incorporated. Their National Day of Impact is taking place Saturday, March 15th, with the third annual Black Family Wellness Expo from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at Thrive on King, right there on Dr. NLK and Greenfield and or Garfield, my apologies, Dr. NLK and Garfield Avenue. And so it's taking place 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There's going to be dozens of vendors and experiencing cooking demonstrations brought to us by Kinship. Individuals who attend will also be able to receive basic healthcare services such as blood pressure checks. Learning their blood type, if they don't know it, is a aspect that we're providing as well. And they'll be able to also even make a blood donation. And so we're just so excited to be able to partner with both chapters of the Lynx Incorporated to be able to open up the community space of Thrive on King as a tenant in that building. But even more so than that, being able to bring the community together with community resources. And there's several members from both chapters who have received the life-saving blood supply, whether it was our chapter president of the Milwaukee chapter, Dr. Adrian Ridgway, who received several blood transfusions. And then you go over to Cream City, Representative Lakeisha Myers is a kidney organ transplant recipient and required, you know, some blood products through that organ transplant. So being able to just be a partner with the organization as the Lynx Incorporated, whose premise is making community impact and changing lives, which is a great compliment and extension to what we do at Versity Blood Center Wisconsin. So it's a natural fit. It's a great partnership. In addition to all of the vendors that will be there, and as I mentioned, the cooking demonstrations and several basic healthcare services, individuals will be also able to make a blood donation, and that is critical to meeting the needs of our community.
This is so incredibly relevant. And so, Jasmine, as you have shared with us about the partnership between Versity Blood Center of Wisconsin and the Milwaukee chapter of the Lynx Incorporated Black Family Wellness Expo. Again, this upcoming Saturday, March 15th, off of MLK and Garfield in Milwaukee from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Let's talk about the extension of that as well as the impact, because we as a community recently have seen a number of headlines where notable leaders in our community, whether they're in the sports industry, the entertainment industry, yesterday or a few days ago, I should say, we lost Dwayne Wiggins of Tony, legendary R&B group, Tony. there was Irv Gotti. There's just been a number of notable black leaders, notable black entertainers that are dying from chronic illnesses. How does blood donations, if at all, relate to or help address the chronic diseases and chronic illnesses that seem to just continue to impact especially black and brown communities?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And that's, you know, something that historically we as a people, through just historic natures that are real and that did happen, where people are still alive from things that have transpired in the healthcare industry, whether it was therapies that were withheld or which increases our reluctancy, right, to participate in clinical trials. But the need is great to educate ourselves, and the need is great for partners and entities in the healthcare industry, such as Versi Blood Center of Wisconsin, to do our part to build trust in the community. That only comes with building a relationship and being present, being where the people are, not expecting them to come to us, and truly help understand why it's so important. I mean, every 2 seconds, someone needs life-saving blood to survive.
Wow.
And only humans can give blood to humans. And even when technology advances, probably, you know, maybe in my lifetime, I don't think I would ever be convinced to want like 3D printed blood, right? Like, I don't think I would want that. So as
yeah,
of today,
I'm good with the human blood versus that.
Yes. Like, and we're not there yet, right? But I'm just saying, like, only humans can give blood to other humans. And whether it is someone, as I mentioned, because, you know, the 2025 Black Family Wellness Expo is in partnership with both chapters. So as I mentioned, Representative Myers from Queen City chapter of the Link, she is an organ transplant recipient. So blood is required through those procedures. A mother giving birth, we do know that the birth process for African-American women is very different than others. And, you know, many Black women require blood-saving products during childbirth, whether it is a new family with a newborn who was unexpectedly born prematurely and is in the NICU and is requiring platelets to stay alive, and even some individuals who are going through chemo require blood products as well. So understanding, and that's just the day-to-day, you know, diagnosis and procedures. Let's not talk about the horrific car accidents that we've seen in and across our city and county, where it, like, no one wakes up and is like, yes, I'm going to get in a really bad car accident and require blood products, right? And so
right.
Being able to prepare, like, that's what I say often. Like, I'm in the business of preparing for what I hope never happens. But when life-altering diagnoses happen, or pregnancy becomes with the baby being born prematurely, in those unexpected moments, people should not need to be fearful or have an additive stress if there's an adequate blood supply on the shelf. And so we need people, whether it to be friends or relatives, even our neighbors or someone in the community, or really somebody we'll never even meet, to give just like an hour of their time from start to finish in the chair with your sleeve rolled up for less than 30 minutes can save up to 3 lives. And I really don't think like people truly understand the impact that they could have in less than 30 minutes with just, you know, carving out, you know, less than one episode of a Law and Order episode, right? Like, to be able to
right.
just start to finish, say, like, unless I'm in a chair and I do a lot of community work, but this is a single aspect that is immediate gratification. Like, you know, we've done a lot of work together, DT, just in our natural paths and collaborate on many things for like future work. But to say in less than 30 minutes, I've literally helped save 3 lives, like, that's just impactful. And it's immediate gratification of knowing that you've done something to help someone in your family, your next door neighbor, ultimately someone you'll just never even meet.
And as you mentioned, this is all about impact. You know, we've seen a lot of, and rightfully so, people discouraged and demotivated and not just really understanding where we are. This is where we can truly not focus on, you know, the various types of leadership and administration that we are currently navigating through, but how we can focus on where we can make impact and not wait on others. You are listening to the voice of one of my favorite humans, one of Milwaukee, if not the entire state of Wisconsin. You know what? Let me not even filter it that low. Just an overall highly regarded, sought after leader in this country, Jasmine Johnson, who is the area vice president of blood service operations for Versiti Blood Center of Wisconsin. Now, Jasmine, before we close, we got to wrap up, because again, y'all don't even understand. Jasmine, she pretends to be human, but she is not. She just lets us mere mortals think that she is. But Jasmine, before you go on to your next assignment, as we continue to rebuild and regain, please just share with us, how can we, if we're not able to attend the Wellness Day this upcoming Saturday, the Black Family Wellness Expo with Versiti and the Lynx Milwaukee chapter, how can we donate blood? Where can we go now that we know it's only going to be an hour? As I meant, as you mentioned, I love that it's less than a Law and Order episode. Where can we go? What can we do? And what type of blood is needed right now the most? I know there's different types. So what do y'all need, especially as it relates to our community? What type of blood can we give? Where can we go? And how do we make an appointment?
Absolutely. So all blood types are needed. What type O positive and O negative are the most in demand? But even then, every single blood type is needed. And why that's important, especially within our community, is that matching matters. You know, diversity in donation is important for improved patient outcomes, and specifically around sickle cell disease. You know, sickle cell impacts primarily our people, and, you know, we are the least represented in blood donation. It takes 20 RO donors to serve one sickle cell patient on an annual basis. And so that is why it's important for our folks. You know, people are like, I'm scared of needles. And I look at their arm and they completely tatted up. And I'm like, okay. But at the same time, like, we have to get around that. And I feel it's important and it's imperative for my organization to continue the conversations and the dialogue, because, you know, sickle cell impacts our community. It will take us to help us as well. And so if you can't make it out on Saturday, Versiti on King will be open for those who can stop by Thrive on King for the Lynx 2025 Black Family Wellness Expo. But Versiti on King is the 10th donor center in the state of Wisconsin that we opened on Juneteenth last year. And you can make an appointment by either calling 877-BE-A-HERO. That's 877-232-4376. Or visit versiti.org. That's V as in victory, ERSITI.org, to make an appointment, perhaps walk in. In addition to our 10 donor centers across the state of Wisconsin, that's our brick and mortar, but we average 2,000 mobile blood drives every single year. So you could go to the website, type in your zip code, and just book what's most convenient for you. Please feel free to make time, stop by on the Saturday. But again, if not, and people can give every 56 days. So come on Saturday and still make your appointment to give, you know, a few months later, because it's patients with sickle cell. It's patients that, you know, are in car accidents unexpectedly. It's patients who are battling cancer. Those stressors that come unexpectedly, we as a people can make for sure that we're doing our part to alleviate a little bit of stress and ensuring that there's an adequate and strong blood supply on the shelf. Thank you so much, DT, for having me. It's always a pleasure to be in your presence and in your space.
We appreciate you, Jasmine Johnson, Area Vice President of Blood Service Operations for Versiti Blood Center of Wisconsin. Jasmine, make it a great day. We love and appreciate you, and we will see you this Saturday. If not, then we'll definitely see you soon, and we're going to come to Milwaukee's on the 15th, as well as be there the next 56 days. Thank you so much. This is The Truth Unfiltered with DT and Dr. Ken Harris. Go donate that blood, y'all. Let's make an impact. And as Jasmine said, let's be heroes and sheroes within our community. Take care.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. All right, so here's the deal. We're calling all black-owned business. Are you a black-owned business owner? Are you a black-owned business owner? You own a black business? You do? I mean, like, do you? Or are you just saying yes because you got that hat on?
I'm going to say I do, but I really don't.
Well, no, that's not what I want. If you don't own one, or even if you're thinking about being one, if you're an entrepreneur, or you're wearing a knit hat like that with the bright orange and the gray and the white and the... I wish y'all could see this. I should take a picture of this hat and put it on the... I can put it on Talk and Text Line and put a keyword on it, and when they text, they'll get the picture sent to them. Nah, that's a lot of work. Anyway, if you got a business, see, that's why I don't have that kind of business. But if you are a black-owned business or an entrepreneur, and you're looking to share your story and grow your reach, we, 1017 The Truth, have teamed up with Associated Bank for our Black-Owned Business Give Back. So each quarter, four businesses will win an opportunity to spotlight their brand and journey on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. So to sign up for your business spotlight interview, visit blackbusinessgiveback.com. That's blackbusinessgiveback.com. Let's rebuild our community's backbone through exposure right here on the award-winning 1017 The Truth. For official rules, head to blackbusinessgiveback, all one word, .com. Associated Bank member FDIC. And so they've been doing that with us for a number of years. And it's always been incredibly successful for people who are starting their business, already have a business, are entrepreneurs, and they're looking to grow, looking to expand, looking to add those extra customers. And, you know, so those are some of the things we do. So make sure you check it out. Go to blackbusinessgiveback.com, looking for a bank account, looking for somewhere to park your business funds. You can always check out Associated Bank, member FDIC. Got it? As they say, get it? Got it? Good. Talking text, and somebody said they're at the store. Felix C., Felix, I don't know how to say your name. Felix C. the second? Felix C. two? I don't know. Anyway, they're at the store and they took down their, they're at a particular store. They said they took down their egg prices. I ain't mad at them. Because you know I send back. Yeah, they don't want to give somebody a heart attack. How much? Yeah. Eggs went up 58%. So what does that mean? That means that if you were paying 58 cents for an egg, it would cost you like 75, 80 cents now. That's, probably even more, like 85 cents. That's crazy to pay that much money. But yet, that's what we do. I, on the other hand, I'm not going to talk about it, but I found an alternative. So it's working out very well, as a matter of fact. Found an alternative, and it's doing pretty well. So I'm just saying. 833-212-1017 is the number. So I want to say thank you to Denise Thomas. She had that interview that we ran on that we had. Sorry about that. We had a small emergency, and so now I'm back. So Denise Thomas did an interview on while we were doing The Truth. And I don't know if it aired. It didn't air on Monday night. And so I thought it'd be important, especially with this adversity event that's going on this Saturday. Wanted to make sure that you got that information as close to the date as we could so you could still make some time and make sure you show up. So that's Saturday morning, I think 10 o'clock at Thrive on King, and go check it out and see what's, you know, see what's going on. See what's happening. And I think you'll have a really good feel for what's needed for blood in the community. You know, like we have a very specific need I got trouble with the word specific. A very specific need for blood in our community. It's not just about sickle cell. It's not just about that. It's about blood in our community. Usually, when your DNA is closer, the blood tends to do better. That's all it is. Personally, if I need blood, I think it's what, O? Or one of those universal blood types? I don't know what it is. You might want to check with your medical doctor. But if you've got universal, they definitely always need it. But I've got one of those weird blood types where they say only like 3% or 10%, something like that, only have the blood type. And so I get those, hey, and then I get a phone call, then I get a text, then I get an email, hey, can you give some blood? I'm like, no, I'm not giving any more blood. Hang on. So, yep. And then all of a sudden, boom. But side story. It's important that we remember that giving blood is for everybody. And me personally, I try not to look at everything as, well, especially black people. No. Everybody, give blood. When I need blood, I'm not really caring where my blood came from. Now, are black people the lowest number of people who give blood? Yes. And there are myriad reasons for that. So instead of trying to talk me into giving blood, let's alleviate those reasons why I don't give blood. We still remember our parents and our grandparents and our great-grandparents who talked about Tuskegee, who talked about Puerto Rico, who talked about all the things that were done to us in the name of science. No anesthesia. Black people can take pain better than white people. All kind of ridiculous nonsense that made its way. The syphilis experiment. All those things. That's Tuskegee. All those things that have happened to our community. And then now, we're expected to just, oh, well, it's better now, right? Oh, so I should take your word for it like I did before and ended up getting jacked. Well, you got to work better. You got to work harder. And so, you know, Jasmine Johnson is right. Blood is needed in our community for our community. And that's inclusive of everybody in Milwaukee. And so take a step back. Think about especially those men and women who need transfusions due to sickle cell anemia, and make sure you step up. When we come back, I've got a story about a former R&B group performer who isn't really doing great these days.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm just listening to some Commissioned. You know, most of y'all ain't never heard about that. You know, Christian music. Y'all be like, what's that? Anyway, 833-212-1017 is the number. Dawn Robinson. You remember her? No, you don't remember her. You weren't even born when she was in En Vogue. 1990s R&B group En Vogue has been living in her car for 3 years. In a video posted on YouTube this past Tuesday, Robinson opened up about why she chose to pursue car life and explained how she hopes her vulnerability can help inspire others who are in dire situations. She said, people are like, you shouldn't talk about it because you're a celebrity. And what if they judge you? Well, so what? What if they judge me? Life is life. Part of being human is being vulnerable. Robinson, who found mega success along in Vogue band members Cindy Herron, Terry Ellis, and Maxine Jones in the 1990s, shared, you guys, for the past 3 years, I've been living in my car. She added, I said it. Oh, my gosh. It's out. Robinson said it's our aim to inspire others and let people know that they are capable of anything, no matter what the odds are against you. While explaining how she got to where she is, Robinson says she'd been living with her parents in Vegas about 5 years ago. After being at odds with her mom, the singer made the decision to leave and ended up sleeping in her car for about a month. A co-manager at the time urged her to move to Los Angeles, telling Robinson he'd help her find a place to stay. However, after 8 months of living in a hotel, Robinson cut ties when she realized he was playing games. Sometimes I think people want to trap you and keep you in a situation when you're vulnerable, so I got out of there. In 2022, she packed her car up, drove to Malibu, California to begin her car life. She said, I don't regret anything. The first night was scary. Robinson quickly learned the ins and outs of car life, cover your windows, avoid talking to certain people. I felt free, she said. It was so different. I felt like I was on a camping trip. It just felt like it was the right thing to do. I'm learning who I am as a person, as a woman, she continued. We say we can't do certain things before we even know that we're capable. I'm glad that I made this choice because I needed to go through this fire. I wouldn't trade my experiences and what I've gone through for the world, she added. I miss my family. I miss everyone I was connected to, but I needed to do this alone. But I needed to do this for me. It's not easy for me by any means. Robinson says she's really proud of how far she's gone and urges her followers to face their fears. She said, I challenge you to do the things that are scary, people said. People are going to call you crazy. I know that's right. And that's okay. You feel a sense of freedom and you push yourself. Be spontaneous. She said, do the scary blank fear. You remember in Vogue, they formed in 1989, earned 6 Grammy nominations. Robinson left the group in 1997, but reunited between 2005 and 2009. But clearly, you got to do something that's going to sustain you. And so singing and music, while it's great, unless you're a megastar making tens of millions of dollars, but also they were in that era where, you know, you didn't make much money. You didn't make much money. So, I mean, like if you didn't go out on a tour, you didn't get paid. You did your little studio stuff and they gave you some money and that was it. So, I don't know. It's interesting. Very interesting. So, yep. So, yeah. Interesting. Would you live out of your car? Like, would you? Or wait. Have you lived out of your car? Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, would you? I don't know. If I had to, I would. If I had to, I would, right? No, I'm not. Nah, I'm not going to do that. That's just me. But I would if I had to. I would do anything. If my kids were small, I would do anything for my kids and family. I would work 12 jobs. Like somebody asked me, well, when you moved here to Milwaukee, what if you had dropped out of the academy and you didn't have a job? I said, then I would have gone to work in like 12 different jobs until I was able to get a decent paying job and go on my way. It was like, really? I'm like, yeah, really. Like, what are you willing to sacrifice? Your time, your talent, your treasure, to get stuff done. We say we're willing to, but I don't know if we have a generation right now that's willing to actually go, fail, win, and then be done. Because I'm going to tell you, we should not be giving classes. It's just me. We should not be giving classes on how to win. We should be giving classes on how to fail. When this happens, do this. When that happens, do that. When you can't pay this bill, pay that. When you can't pay that bill, pay this. When you can't work here, work there. If you can't do one job, do two. Go here. They've got benefits here. This, that, that. Like all the things to do after it doesn't work. But we're just so bent on it's going to work and I'm going to do it. And then it doesn't work. And then people fall apart. And sometimes I'm like, well, why are you falling apart? Why exactly are you falling apart about something that happens every single day in everybody's life? And there's not a way to get around it. Embrace it. As they say, embrace the suck. Move forward, push through it, build up your resilience. And then when life happens, you'll be like, oh, I got this. You've been fired before? Yeah, I've been fired before. We're going to do this again. What are you going to do? Oh, I got this going and that going and I got this because I have multiple streams, which means multiple places in order to make it. 833-212-1017 is the number. Top 5 at 5 up next.